Do we have free will to do what we want? Or are our actions determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I know that I am free to cross the road or not cross the road. But if I cross the road, does Allah know about it? If He already knows that I am going to cross the road, doesn't that mean my path is determined? And if He doesn't know that I am going to cross the road, then He is not aware and limited. If everything is determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the point of heaven and hell? Let's see what the opinions of different schools of thought have to say. The first school is the school of fatalism, al-jabr, where our actions are controlled by Allah and we have no choice. For example, if I say I am picking up this rubbish, it is God who is picking it up. I am just doing it figuratively. This school of thought did not last long. Many historians have said that this school was made up just to give justification of the actions of the Umayyad dynasty. For example, after the killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they tried to justify it by saying that God did it and not Yazid. The next school of thought that came about is the school of Tafwidh, complete free will. This school ended up with major problems in history because giving complete free will to humans is opposing the unity of God's acts. In other words, God created and now is sitting back. He's not nurturing, He's not creating anymore, and etc. The next school of thought that came about is the school of Kasb, acquisition. This means that in reality, all the actions are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people acquire these actions from Allah and are free to choose. For example, the killing of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was created by Allah, and He also created the non-killing. Yazid picked one of those, and by picking one of those two, Yazid is following what Allah has decided. But at the same time, He did it at His own free will in which one He wanted to pick. So Yazid will be punished for a wrong choice and rewarded for a right choice. In saying this, this school defines the justice of Allah in another way than explained in previous videos. What He does is just, not that He does what is just. The Shia view is that God does what is just. The last view is the Shia view. Amrun bayna amrain, a way between two ways. And we get this from a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he says, in short, it is not Jabr nor Tafwidh, but it is between the two. It is explained by this analogy. A man comes to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and says to the Imam, explain Amrun bayna amrain to me. The Imam says to the man, stand on one leg. The man stood on one leg. Then the Imam says, lift the other leg. The man says, I can't do it. So this is the reality. There are things that we can do and we have the free will to do so. And there are things that we cannot do because Allah has assigned these things to happen. There is a fine line between this view and the previous view. The previous view says that the actions are created by Allah already and then they choose. But this view says we have been given the ability by the leave and grace of Allah to do the actions we do. Let us assume that there is an electric train that is being driven by a train driver. A strong electric cable has been placed along the line of the train, and the train is connected with a link to this electric cable. The electricity is passed to the motor in such a way that if for just one moment the electricity to the motor stops, the whole train will stop. Without doubt, the train driver is free. He can stop wherever he wants, and he can move at his own speed. But in spite of all of this freedom, the person who is sending the electricity can, at any moment, make the train stop because all of the train's power and strength is through the electric cable. The person who holds the key to the electric cable is in charge. When the man switches the device on, the train driver drives the train in any way he intends. But when the device is off, he cannot drive it. Now, if the device is on and the train driver drives the train, can that work be attributed independently to him? No, because the power comes from that device, which is fully controlled by the man. Then can it be attributed to the man? No, because the train driver has done it by his own free will and choice. This is exactly the position of our activities. We are not under compulsion because the will and choice is ours, nor are we completely independent because the power to do whatever we intend to do comes from God. Doubts. If Allah knows all our actions, in the end, isn't it determined by Him? For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows I was going to make this video and knew it before I was created. Was I not destined to make this video? There is no doubt that Allah is completely aware of our actions and is completely aware He has given us the free will to decide on our actions. Allah knows I am making this video, but He knows I made this video according to my own free will. Assume that a teacher knows that a lazy student will fail at the end of the year, and the teacher is 100% sure of this fact because of years of experience as a teacher. When a student fails, can the student take the teacher to task and say, "Your knowledge and what you foresaw caused me to fail"? God's knowledge never obliges anyone to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited in knowledge, the creator of the laws of cause and effect, and knows what you will do forever.